Now back in the Freak Nation, two-time back-to-back IndyCar Series iRacing winner, Indy 500 champion, IndyCar champion, Simon Pagenaud joining us here in the Freak Nation. Simon, we were talking a little bit earlier, the adjustments that a driver's having to make with all this time that you spent on the road previous to 2020. What kind of adjustments are you making there at the house?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show again. You guys have always been good luck to me, so I'm excited going forward. You know, it's been a big adjustment. Like I was saying, offline, I've never had really time off like this where I'm not on the road traveling the circuit or going back to France, flying back to America. So the first time since I'm 18 years old that I get to stay home. The big adjustment, certainly, you know, I train every morning to keep some sort of routine. And in the afternoon right now, I train on the simulator, which has been actually a really nice new way to train. So I'm still pretty busy. There's a lot of media requests as well and a lot of social media opportunities. So we're working hard and got my PR marketing team behind me to keep me straight. It's not as much downtime as I thought it was going to be.
Simon Pagenaud, iRacing IndyCar Invitational winner over the weekend, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Curious, talking to some of your compatriots in France during this COVID-19 pandemic, what's been some of the conversations you're having with your family and friends back in France about this?
Well, you know, it's been pretty sad to see what's happening in France and in Europe in general with Spain and Italy. But luckily, I mean, we have some people that we know that have contracted the virus. Luckily, most of them have recovered, but it is definitely a scary time. My mom lives in Paris, and she's been confined in her apartment for now 6-7 weeks. So she's going crazy right now. But you know, they've just announced that they're going to have to remain confined until May 11. So a lot of the questions I get from my French family and also from my friends is, what does our confinement look like here in the U.S. and how affected are we? So you know, the toughest thing for me is knowing that I cannot go back and see them right now, or I feel a bit, you know, powerless. I don't have the opportunity to travel back and to see them. But, you know, it's good to know that everybody's in good health. That's the most important.
Do they get to watch you on these iRacing events to at least feel like they're a part of what you're doing right now? And or do you guys do some family Zooms to stay in touch?
Oh, we do. You know, I'm very lucky. I've got a group of friends. There's about 12 of us. And last weekend, just before the race, we did what I was training in the morning at 10 a.m. They were doing an aperitif, so they were having a drink. Yeah. And we all did a FaceTime call, the 12 of us, and we just talked for hours and hours and hours. I did the race, won the race, and I came back on, and they were still doing the FaceTime call. So that was cool, and we're keeping in touch every day. Same with my family. Definitely doing a lot of FaceTime right now.
So now we know what happened to that bottle of champagne after you won the virtual race. Did you get on that FaceTime call with your friends and say, bottoms up, buddies, I can now join you?
Well, the advantage is when you win on iRacing at home, you don't spray the champagne, so you really get to enjoy it more.
Yeah, did I hear you say you don't want to ruin your furniture?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's a very nice house where we are, and I really put a lot of value in what we have.
Exactly.
I don't want to ruin it.
Simon Pagenaud joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you have never physically raced on the Michigan Oval. So coming into this iRacing event this weekend, how much time did you have to put in to get used to it?
Well, more than the track, I think the online, I should say, iRacing is what's the toughest for me. You know, you don't get to feel the tires, you don't get to feel the grip of the car, and yet you're still having to, you know, fight the draft or compete against people inches away. And you're surrounded by three screens, and sometimes, you know, you get too close and you crash. So it's a very different environment. The space awareness is very different too, and that's the biggest thing I've had to adjust to. But, you know, one thing that's really interesting is I get to talk to my engineer with my headset on, and I get to train my dual attention, I should say. And there's a lot that's improving within my brain that I feel I should have done sooner, training on that iRacing. So there's a lot of positive. It's a very different skill, but I'm learning quick and I enjoy it. So I do put a lot of hours into it to try to be as competitive as I can be.
Simon Pagenaud, you've always been excellent behind the wheel. You were the 2016 IndyCar champion, and you won the Indy 500 last year. So talk of trying to maintain that kind of excellence might fall on strange ears to us. Are you saying that's a problem now?
Hey, there's always something to improve. And in my opinion, the athletes that don't question what they could improve are not the greatest one. I want to be one of the greatest, so I'm constantly looking at areas to be better and improve myself. So, you know, I know I'm able to look back and consider what was a great performance and why and what could be improved. So, you know, on the strategy side of things, you know, discussing with my engineer during the race is something that I could improve on, in my opinion. Huh. Sometimes I'm great at it, but I still feel like I could be better. So I'm going to keep working at it until I reach that that goal I have in my head to be at a certain level.
Good for you.
Simon Pagenaud, your iRacing IndyCar Invitational winner of Michigan International Speedway. How much of this win goes to former stock car most valuable driver for 47 years in a row, Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, I think he did a great job. You know, he finished third, and at one point the race was going a bit more like a NASCAR race. So I just followed him to see what he was doing, and I saw he was just hanging back, and I decided to do the same. We attacked him during the pit sequence and gained a position on him, and that's how we won the race. But you know, it was just awesome to have him around with us, because he's an amazing name in racing. You know, he's got such a big follow, and seeing that he's interested in IndyCar just shows that our sport is in fantastic shape. So it was an honor, and honor to race him, which I don't think is going to be possible in real life. So that was really cool.
Simon, we hear this a lot in competition of all sorts. Over the weekend, your engineer said, don't race the people around you. What does that mean? Is that a difference between racing yourself and racing the field?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible saying. it's one of the toughest time in racing when you know, you're holding a position, everything's good, you're in the groove, and the results luring in front of you has an effect or an impact on the present moment, and that's wrong. That's bad, because that's what makes you puts you in a tough spot, and that's when you could make mistakes. So I always try to drive being present in the moment without thinking about the consequence. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the last five laps of the race is like, we've got it won. Just chill. Do not pass the people around you. Slow down. And sometimes slowing down is the wrong thing to do. So I try to adapt to it, but it's when you hear those words, it's very stressful.
Simon Pagenaud, we've seen, whether it's NASCAR or World of Outlaws or just any form of iRacing, of course, you with IndyCar, we've seen drivers in all kinds of apparel, whether it's boxer shorts or just a t-shirt and jeans. And drivers are saying how they really get their heart rate up. They are sweating when they're done with these races. You chose your fire suit, and I know it was awesome to do it for your sponsors, but tell me you weren't pitting out by the end of that race.
Well, you know me, everybody always gives me a hard time because I always wear my race suit. But first of all, I'm a race car driver. I love to wear my race suit. I got to be honest. I mean, I feel proud when I wear my race suit, you know, just like a fireman when he wears his equipment, or a policeman when he wears his equipment as well. So, you know, when I'm at the racetrack, I wear it all the time. People ask me if I slip in it. I often say yes, because it's very comfortable. And, you know, over the first few races, I didn't wear my suit, and people started to ask about it. And I thought, it's a good point, and it's probably going to bring me luck. So I decided to wear the suit, won the race. I sweated a lot. I was really hot. It was not the most comfortable thing, but made DXC technology really happy.
You sweat a lot winning that Indy 500 last year as well. Is there going to be anything that fans can look forward to that you think is on the horizon for us to kind of help you celebrate your one-year anniversary of winning the Indy 500 come Memorial Day weekend?
Well, hopefully we can celebrate the second one. That's what we should be looking for.
Yes.
That's certainly my goal, is to go back and fight for another one, because that's my number one priority. You know, it's amazing to see how IndyCar has handled the whole situation with readjusting the schedule and making sure that we were going to race Indy. So at the moment, it seems like that date should work, and August 24 seems like it's going to be it should be a hot weekend, a bit different, but IndyCar is putting a lot of effort in keeping all the strategies in play, all the traditions in place. And that's very important for, you know, for a past winner like me, because I think what makes this race so special is the traditions and the history of it. So I can't wait to go racing, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what we do and that's what we love. But, you know, I want to race with fans around me, that's for sure.
So anything, though, like a party for this month of May where we can kind of get together with you and your sponsors and your team and just celebrate it again, and maybe a watching party via Zoom?
Oh, well, we'll see. Oh, that's a good idea. I've not thought about it yet. That's a great idea. Let me...
Let's celebrate!
Great thoughts. I'm going to put that in gear. We'll see what we can do. That's a great idea. Yeah. Thank you.
Simon Pagenaud, the intensity inside of a race car is emotionally and physically challenging. That's why we try to save time and give you a chance to unwind before we stick a mic in front of you at the end of a race. Recently, we had a driver in NASCAR say some things that he probably shouldn't have said in the heat of the moment. Have you had conversations with your team boss, Roger Penske, about what you say, what you do, what you think, that the world is watching and you need to mind what's going on within yourself at all times?
Well, I think it's a natural understanding. You know, I think especially in these days and age, social media has become such a thing. And as you could see, Kyle Larson was not streaming the race himself. It's on somebody else's stream that we heard the words. So it is a tough situation, but as an athlete and with what just happened, you need to, you know, realize the impact of everything you say. And we're public figures, and people listen to what we say, and it has consequences and very important impact. So, you know, it's very unfortunate for Kyle. You know, obviously the consequence is really strong, whatever's happening there. But as a Team Penske driver, we're getting prepared. We have, how do you call it, speech training when the year starts. And we have a lot of support from Team Penske to make sure we represent the way we should, the empire that Roger built. So, you know, we don't only represent Roger, but we also represent the 65,000 employees that work for Penske Corporation all around the world. So everything we say is being, is being looked at. And, if you say the wrong things, you're being reminded to be careful. But that's the same for everybody, and at the end of the day, it's a reality of what's going on with social media these days.
You know who else is good at that? Norman. Norman, his dog, has taken very good to that training, because he barks at the precise right moments. I like him.
He does.
He's very talented.
He loves the wind.
Yes, he does.
Well, Simon, we can't wait to get back to racing as well, so we can have you in here after a big win on an actual racetrack, dude.
That would be awesome. Thank you for having me on the show again.
You bet. Stay safe, buddy.
Stay safe as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.